Well, if you're like me, you've probably been watching the activities and the events in Washington over the last several weeks with the government shutdown, and now with a breath of fresh air, it's temporarily suspended. So we can get back to business, but still there's a lot of frustration and maybe even some anger on many of our parts about what's been going on, especially those who might be government workers. But I was kind of glad to see that I was thinking, oh great, now we can have the State of the Union address so we can hear what the president's plans are going to be. But now I heard last night that it's still up in the air too, so I don't know when that's going to be held. And I was a little disappointed. We had last week, Governor Evers gave us the State of the State address so we could hear what his plans were. And again, I'm a little bit of a political junkie, I guess. I like to hear what's going on, like to know what's going on in our government. And I especially enjoy watching those State of the Union addresses or State of the State addresses, not only to hear what's going to be happening, but I get a kick out of hearing the interruptions that the crowd has about every other statement that the government leader makes. Then there's this huge applause, or there's cheering, and maybe even a little bit of booing. And it's just very interesting. Part of me says, that's really rude. How can this guy give his presentation if he's constantly being interrupted? On the other hand, you know, it's exciting to see the enthusiasm that's going on. Well, in our gospel today, you might say that Jesus was presenting his State of the Union address or his inaugural speech in the synagogue. And so again, I took myself back into Nazareth in Jesus' day, tried to imagine that and say, what would it be like to be standing there in the synagogue and hearing him get up and say that today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing? I mean, here's the carpenter's son standing there, and he proclaims that he's the anointed one of God, the very one that God has sent to proclaim the good news to poor, to the captives, to the blind and the oppressed. And you think, gee, there would be enthusiastic applause for him, right? But there really wasn't. In fact, we'll hear next week in our gospel that the crowd's reaction was to drive him out of town and want to throw him over a cliff. Well, so much for the popularity polls, right? I think we probably all would react the same way, though, just as the crowd did. You know, I could hear myself saying, yeah, right, I know this guy. He's the carpenter's son. He's Joseph's son. And unfortunately, for Jesus, the people only really could identify him by identifying with his family as far as who he was. But there's truth to that. We all get our identity from our families, right? It describes, at least initially, who we are or where we're from or even what we do for a living. So for example, I'm Greg DiCiala. I'm married to Linda. I'm an Italian. I'm the son of Vito and Dolores DiCiala. I'm a Catholic deacon, and I work at the Medical College of Wisconsin. My dad would often tell people that he was the head of our family and mom was the neck. And then with a smile, he would say, the neck is the part that turns the head. And then he would also say of my brother and I that we were the feet, since we were always ready to walk when there was work to be done. Gotta love the wisdom of our fathers, right? But beyond the identity that we get from our family, we get our identity as baptized Catholic Christians as well. We identify with and belong to something greater. We identify with the family of believers, the body of Christ. And 2,000 years later, the scriptures continue to be fulfilled right here at St. Dominic in our world, in this faith community. The same Spirit of the Lord that anointed Jesus to bring hope and healing into his world is the same Spirit that we all received and were anointed with at our baptism. St. Paul reminds us, St. Paul reminds us in our readings today, we are all baptized into one body. We are the body of Christ, a body with different members, each playing an integral part, each possessing different gifts, gifts given to us by God, but to be shared for the common good of all, for the church, our society, and our world. We are all brought together in this community, in this time and place, to continue Jesus' mission of bringing the good news of God and love to others by working for justice and reconciliation in our world, by reaching out with compassion to all, even those who might reject us. It's about making intentional disciples, and we've heard that a lot lately. It's our role, it's our mission. And our parish mission statement also couldn't say it any better in how we are to live our lives as that body, to seek Christ, know Christ, and become Christ, each for the sake of all. Vatican II, in its document Lumen Gentium, described the Eucharist, our celebration of the Mass, as the source and summit of Christian life. And each week, we come together here in this place in solidarity with Catholics throughout the world as we join together in prayer and celebrate Eucharist. It's a coming together of the body of Christ. We become what we eat. We become Christ for the sake of all. And St. Teresa of Avila said it so beautifully, Christ has no hands now but yours. We are his hands. We do his work, anointed by that same Spirit. Through each and every one of us, Jesus does continue to fulfill the scriptures today as we accomplish his work of bringing healing, freedom, and forgiveness into our families, our neighborhoods, and our workplace. Media technology has afforded us the opportunity and immediacy of experiencing our world as events unfold, as if it's happening right here, of being connected with people and situations as never before. Whether we are witnessing the destruction from natural disasters like hurricanes or floods, or the senseless shootings throughout our country in metropolitan Milwaukee as we see a rise in the gun violence, and even the effects of the growing opioid epidemic. St. Paul's words then ring true. One part suffers, all the parts suffer. If one part is suffering, we all suffer. And that has taken on a renewed significance and meaning for all of us, and media has helped make that more relevant in our lives. You know, I have to laugh sometimes when I hear the promos for the Super Bowl coming up next week. Tom Brady takes on the Los Angeles Rams. Don't believe it. And I'm not just saying that because I'm not really a New England Patriots fan, but we've all seen this, and Packer fans have too. It takes a team effort to be successful. It's not just one individual. And the same applies with church as well. Working together, we each contribute our part, each one of us a gift for the good of all. That spirit is alive here at St. Dominic, with activities like the Knights of Columbus and their pancake breakfast that they're serving this morning. Be sure to stop over there and have your breakfast. We have Surrender, our evening of Eucharistic adoration, the Women of Grace and the That Man Is You programs, our Lenten outreach programs, the parish auction and festival, confirmation service projects, and all the work of the many volunteers both within and outside of our parish. We have our Christian formation programs, the Edge and Life Team, our day school, which is hosting an open house today as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week. Try and take some time to stop over there this morning as well. All these things are so important as we come together as a body of Christ and contribute our gifts. And of course, we can't forget to remember that we have the blessing of vocations in this parish, blessings of the priesthood and diaconate. Today, these words are fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus was making quite a bold statement, yet those words continue to be fulfilled. As baptized members of his body, we all have our own individual part to play. The Spirit of the Lord is upon each of us as well. Our challenge is to prayerfully decide which part we are called to play and then to live it in a Spirit-filled manner, each one for the sake of all. May God bless you.